So let's review. The Gemara discusses the elevated status of Eretz Yisrael. A braisa is quoted, Eretz Yisrael nivris tchila, v'chol olam kulay nivra l'b'sayf. Eretz Yisrael was created first, and the rest of the world was created afterwards. Also, mashka oisa HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmai, v'chol olam kulay al deshliach. Hashem waters the land of Israel himself, but the rest of the world is watered by a messenger of Hashem. The braisa continues, Eretz Yisrael shaysim megishamim. Israel drinks rainwater, and the rest of the world drinks from the leftover water in the clouds. The Braisa also says, Israel drinks first, and the rest of the world drinks afterward. The Braisa proves all of these from Psukim and concludes with a mashal, a parable that this is like, Adam shemegabel es hagvina. Nitles ha'eichel, u'maneich es ha'psailis. A person who makes cheese takes the solid food, leaves behind the refuse, the liquid way. Earlier, Rabbi Yezer said in the Braisa that the salty water of the ocean, memaskin hein ba'oven, are sweetened in the clouds. Rabbi Yechanan says this is learned from two similar verses. One says, Chashches mayim aveshchakam, the darkness of the water are the thick clouds of the heavens. The other says, Chashches mayim aveshchakam, a sieve of water are the thick clouds of the heavens. Shakal chaf v'shadi areish v'karbe chach sharas. Take the only letters which are different in these two verses, the chaf from chashras and the reish in chashras, and place them together to make the word chach sharas, the preparation, implying that the clouds prepare the salty ocean water by sweetening them for drinking. Rabbi Shuhu, who says rain comes down already sweet directly from heaven, says these two verses teach what Rav Dimi said, Nahar anani zerin meimahi, chashach anani sagin meimahi. If the clouds are light, their waters are less. If the clouds are dark, their waters are abundant. The Gemara continues with a braisa discussing the size of various places. Eretz Mitzrayim have yadald meis parsa, al dald meis parsa. The land of Egypt is 400 by 400 parsois, which is echad mishishim bekush, 1/60th the size of Kush. Kush, echad mishishim ba'olam. Kush is 1/60th the size of the entire world. Ve'olam echad mishishim gan. Vegan echad mishishim le'eden. Ve'eden echad mishishim le'gehenim. Nimtza kol olam kuloi kekisu keder le'gehenim. We find that the entire world is like the lid of a pot for Gehenim, since the world is so much smaller than Gehenim. The Braisa concludes that some say, Gehenim ein lashir, Gehenim has no measure, and others say, Eden ein lashir, Eden has no measure. The next Mishnah discusses when we begin to say, V'sein ta'alamotar in Eretz Yisrael. Zok the Mishnah, V'gimel b'mar cheshvin shoel nesek yishamim. On the third of Cheshvin, we begin asking for rainfall. Rambam says we begin on the 7th of Cheshvan, which is 15 days after Sukkot ends, so that the last person returning from Eretz Yisrael makes it to the Euphrates before it starts to rain. The Gemara states, Amr Belaza, Halacha Rambam, the Halacha follows Rambam. In the Braisa, Hananya taught, Uvogayla ad Shishim b'tkufa, outside of Israel, rain is not requested until 60 days into the fall season. Rav Huna Bar Chiya said in the name of Shmuel that Halacha follows Hananya. Regarding the 60th day itself, we have a machlekes. Rav says kala achar shishim, it's like after the 60th day, and we say v'sein ta'alamotar. Shmuel says kalifnei shishim, it's like before the 60th day, and we do not say v'sein ta'alamotar. Rav Papa said the halacha is yom shishim kala achar shishim, the 60th day. It's like after the 60th day, and we start asking for rain on the 60th day. Zok the Mishnah, higi yudzayim b'mar cheshvin v'lo yardu gisham. If the 17th of Cheshvin arrives, and rain has not yet fallen, hischilu hayechidim misanin gimel tanyas. Certain individuals, which the Gemara identifies as Talmidei Chachamim, begin a series of three fasts. Eichlin v'shaisin mishachashecha. They may eat and drink the night before the fast. And they are permitted to work, wash, and anoint themselves, wear leather shoes, and have marital relations. If Rish Chedesh Kislev arrived and rain has still not fallen, Bezdin decrees a series of three public fasts. umetarin b'malacha or b'chitzo u'besicha u'benilas asandal u'betash mashamita. They too may eat and drink at night and are permitted in all of the above. Rav Huna explains that hayichidim, the individuals, means rabbanan, and the Gemara will clarify who qualifies for this category. Rav Huna also says that these yichidim fast on sheni v'chamisha b'sheni, Monday, Thursday, and the following Monday. Although the Mishnah at the beginning of the second parak already teaches that we always start a Tainas Tzibra on Monday, Rav Huna teaches that the Tainas Hayechidim also starts on Monday. The Gemara continues with more about who are considered Yechidim. A Braisa has quoted that a person should not say, Tamar Ani, Ein Ro Elias Yachid, I'm only a student, and not worthy of being called a Yachid when it comes to fasting. Rather, called Tamid Chacham Yechidim, all Torah scholars are considered Yechidim and must fast. The Braisa defines Yachid and Talmud. Ach Yachid is Kol Shiro Lemnasi Parnas Al HaTzibur, anyone who is fit to be appointed a leader of the community. A Talmud is Kol Shashaylin Oisei Dvar Halacha Belimudei Va'omer Va'afilu Masechtas Tekala, anyone who is asked a question of Jewish law and is able to answer even in an easier Masechta like Kala. Both of these types of people must fast. Another Braisa records a Machlekes regarding who may act like a Yachid in this regard. Remeir says, Leikala writes Elasis Atzma Yachid Oisa Talmud Oisa. Not everyone who wants to be treated as a Yachid or a Talmud may do so. Rav Yossi says he is allowed to do so. V'zarchalatayv l'fisha ein shvachulay elitzarhulay. And he is remembered favorably for doing this, because it is not a source of praise for him, but rather it distresses him since he has to fast. The Gemara discusses other halachas regarding fasting. The Braisa says, Misha hayim is'ana al hatzara v'avra al hachayla v'nisrapa harezim is'anu mashlam. Someone who is fasting because of trouble, or because someone was sick and the trouble passed, or the person recovered, should still complete the fast. Hahaylech mimakim she'in mis'anan l'mokim she'mis'anan harezim is'anu man. Someone who went from a place where they are not fasting to a place where they are fasting should fast together with the people in the current place. Mimakim she'mis'anan l'mokim she'in mis'anan harezim is'anu mashlam. If he went from a place where they are fasting to a place where they are not fasting, he should still complete his fast. Shachach v'achal v'shasa al yisra b'fnei hatzibur. V'al yanag yidun b'atzmai. If when he traveled to where they were fasting and he forgot and ate or drank, he should not appear in public as if he ate, and he should not eat any more after this mistake. We learn this from Yaakov and his sons when he told them not to make it clear that they had wheat when everyone else was hungry. The Gemara continues with more instructions the sons of Yaakov received. Yosef told them, Al tirgizu b'darach, do not get upset as you travel together. Rabbi Elazar said this meant, Al tis'asku b'dvar halacha, shema tirgizu aleichem b'darach. Do not get involved with a halachic dispute as you travel. And Rashi says the concern is they might become distracted and lose their way. The Gemara challenges this because Rabbi Loi bar Brachya said, two scholars traveling together who don't speak Torah are fit to be burned. The Gemara resolves this and says, Rabbi Loi bar Brachya is talking about lemigras, reviewing and repeating what you already have learned. Rabbi Elazar is referring to le'iyune, deeper analysis, which requires more focus. Another Braisa says Yosef was telling his brothers, Al tafsiu psiagasa v'chnisu chamaleir. Do not take wide strides which could hurt you and come into the city while the sun is shining. The Gemara explains, Psiagas, and they tell us, Echad michamish meis mimur einav shaladam. Wide strides causes one's eyesight to be diminished by 1/500, and entering the city when the sun is shining is based on the teaching of Yehuda Marav, who taught, Lo'ilam yetze adam chitayv v'ikanis b'kitayv. A person should always leave when it's kitayv, when it's good, and enter when it's kitayv. When Hashem created light, he said, Ki tayv, things are good when it's light outside before the sun sets and after it rises.